Okay. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. And in case you guys wonder, assalamu alaikum is the traditional Islamic greeting. And what that means is peace and blessings be on you. So in a way, even though it's a greeting, but it's really a prayer. And what a beautiful way to greet someone instead of just saying hi or hello, which are friendly. Instead of that, if you can actually be blessing everyone with a prayer when you greet them, how wonderful would that be? So this is the traditional Islamic blessing, which you've probably heard many times now. Or we might sometimes say Allah Hafiz, which means may God be your protector or your guardian. Again, another prayer. So I wanted to start, just take a few minutes before we do zikr, to again go back over the basics that when we are doing zikr, the primary purpose is, of course, to strengthen the soul. What Aftab Uncle has taught me is, as a human being, we are comprised of, you know, two main parts or essences. One is the body, one is the soul. Bodies of this earth, and soul is not from the earth. It is a divine essence that originates from somewhere else. And as we go to these higher realms, the three destinations that we have already achieved, the Ahdiyat, the Mayyat, and the Akrabiyat, in old days, in Sufi practices, it used to take people decades just to get to these destinations. It was very hard work. And these days, because of the energies having accelerated, it's become far easier. As you guys know, you were able to get there within a few weeks. So when you are in these, at the end, when we go to Ahdiyat, Mayyat, and Akrabiyat, just make sure you take full advantage of the blessings you are receiving during those minutes. Keep your complete focus on meditating, that your soul is in the presence of God and you're feeling the things that I've described, affirming that God is one, we only worship God. Then we go to Mayyat, where we affirm God is with us at all times. He sees everything, he hears everything. And then we go to Akrabiyat, where we affirm God is closer to us than our own jugular vein, than our own breath. This is a place of creating real intimacy with God. But as you are meditating, whether you feel it or not, your soul is being showered with very high energy and blessings. And the soul absorbs it all. So what you might, whether you feel it at that, in those places or not, you might have already started to notice in your own daily life some changes. You know, when the soul is strengthened, you automatically are going to feel pulled towards doing good, towards things that take you closer to Allah, take you closer to God. And the soul automatically begins to just cringe from actions that take you, you know, closer to the dark. Your intuition might have also improved. So again, I encourage you guys to share these things if you want to. If you're experiencing anything, to share that with me. strengthening the soul is our primary goal with the zikr. We strengthen the soul so that it's able to travel to these higher realms with ease, and the journey becomes easier and easier. Of course, the strengthening of the soul comes from the zikr as we absorb Allah's name in all those chakras. That's like if you can plug in those. I don't understand your question, Sabina. Could you elaborate a little bit more? So just let me know what you mean, okay? And I'll answer that. So I wanted to read you another beautiful quote from this is from Hazrat Inayat, and I love this, so I picked it for today. He who depends upon his eyes for sight, his ears for hearing, and his mouth for speech, he is still dead. It is the soul that sees, but we attribute sight and hearing to the eyes and ears. In absence of the soul, neither the body nor the mind can see. When a person is dead, the eyes are there, but they cannot see. Ears are there, but they cannot hear. When the eyes are closed, you think that the soul sees nothing, but sees.
Honey, your microphone is covered. We can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Thank you. All right, do you want me to repeat it? You guys missed it?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I'll start from the beginning. He who depends upon his eyes for sight, his ears for hearing, and his mouth for speech, he is still dead. It is the soul that sees, but we attribute sight and hearing to the eyes and ears. In absence of the soul, neither the body nor the mind can see. When a person is dead, the eyes are there, but they cannot see. The ears are there, but they cannot hear. When the eyes are closed, do you think that the soul sees nothing? It sees. When the ears are closed, do you think that the soul hears nothing? It hears. If we depend on our eyes for sight and our ears for hearing and our mouth for speech, we are still dead. But we sometimes experience in life that which we see without eyes, hear without ears, and express without speech. If we have once seen without eyes, does it not show that we can see without eyes? Can we not see in a dream without eyes? Therefore, the faculty of seeing and hearing is in us, but as we always depend on the physical body, on the physical eyes and ears, we become helpless and subject to death. The teaching of immortality is to awaken. We must rise above the physical and material conditions if we are to live at all. We must aim at being independent of physical sight and hearing. We know that if we really want to understand a thing, we close our eyes because we can see it better. If we are thinking in this manner, it means that we are listening to some thought coming from some other plane. At such a time, we want to cut off and stop outward sound or sight. All the meditations and concentrations of the mystics, as well as their dreams, are their journeys to the inner planes. It is necessary, if the soul has the desire to know the past, the present, and the future, to satisfy its desire by a contemplative life. The more tired and exhausted the mind, the more is meditation needed. Sages have spoken with rocks, birds, and animals, not as we talk, but by means of an insight into things. And every object expressed itself to them, speaking to them about its past, its present, and its future. The seer will see all in his consciousness, and whenever he casts his glance, he will see more, still more clearly. As Sheikh Saadi says, Sheikh Saadi was a very renowned Sufi. As Sheikh Saadi says, each leaf of a tree becomes a book of revelation to the one who sees, and he reads the whole of nature as a book. So beautiful. So this is the primary purpose of zikr. We are strengthening our soul to that level, and when we go to Ma'iyat, one of the things Uncle recites is Allahu ma'i wa huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum. Allah is with you wherever you are, Wallahu bima ta'maluna basir, and he sees and hears everything. So when the soul has a strong connection to the divine, that becomes your source of seeing and hearing, and nothing but truth will come through. It's a very powerful way of living. All right, let us begin. Pankaj?
Yes, inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyy al-azim. Astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahu qalb. Allahu Ruh, come to the second point. Allahu Sirri, the third point. Thank you. Allahu Khafi. Come to the fourth point. Allahu Akhfa. Come to the fifth point, the center of the chest. Allahu. Thank you. Allahu Nafs, 6 points. Allahu Sultan al-Azkar, 7th one. Allahu, come to the first column. Allahu Ulana. Allahu Wahdahu La Sharika Laka Ya Allah Wa Ilahukum Ilahum Wahid La Ilaha Illahu Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Leaving all the back, turn your attention toward your Lord Allah while making it clear that it is only Allah who is to be worshipped. No else is, has authenticity to be worshipped. Wahdahu la sharika laka ya Allah. It is only Allah who is to be worshipped. Wa ilahukum ilahum wahid. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu ma'iyat, Allahu haziri, Allahu naziri, Allahu ma'i. Wa huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum. Your Lord is always with you wherever you are. You remain these moments only with your Lord Allah. He is with you. You will have your focus, your attention, devotion on this actor. Allahu Allah, wa huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum. Allahu akrabiyat wa nahnu akrabu ilayhi min hablil barid. Allah says that I am closest to you, nearest, closest than any other. Nahnu akrabu ilayhi min hablil barid. When Allah is so near to you, pay attention, all your attention towards your Allah. You ask whatsoever you want to ask from your Allah. He's so near to you. Allahu. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulil kareem. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaballah. Rabbana sahlana murana kullaha fi dinina wa fi dunyana alayka tawakkalna wa ilayka nabna wa ilayka nusra. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا ضالا الا هديته ولا فسادا الا اصلحته ولا عدوا الا قضيته ولا حاجه من حوائج الدنيا والاخره الا قضيتها ويسرتها برحمتك. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم انت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولاخواننا ولمشايخنا ولاستاذنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك السميع القريب مجيب الدعوات. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك.
امين ثم امين.
Hiram, I think Sabina wrote something question or she want to tell her own something. I could not read it. You please ask and convey to me if it is possible.
Ji uncle. Basically वो ये पूछ रही है कि अगर किसी को रूहानी तौर पे if you want to invite your loved ones energetically यानी रूहानी तौर पे जिक्र के सर्कल में अगर ऐड करना चाहें तो इसका क्या तरीका है?
Yes, everyone is fully authorized to bring them in this circle and everyone has learned the process, procedure, should tell the others if they cannot explain properly, they should bring them to you, Viram.
Uncle, वो मतलब उसका ये कि अगर यानी वो physically नहीं है जिक्र में बस वो जिस तरह होता है ना कि आपने बस उनको add कर लिया रूहानी तौर पे लेकिन वो खुद नहीं जिक्र कर रहे उसका कोई benefit होगा?
ये बताएं इसको कि इसके लिए ये भी मुमकिन है लेकिन अभी इस स्टेज में इनके लिए ये करेंगी ना तो इनका कोई आफ्टर इफेक्ट्स भी इसके होते हैं. जब तवज्जो करता है तो उसको वो बंदा पता नहीं किस किस्म का होता है या क्या उसका मसला होता है तो फिर वो इसको अफेक्ट कर सकता है. तो वो अगर ऐसा मसला तो उसको फिजिकली इन्वाइट करे और कन्विंस करे फिजिकली इन्वाइट करे फिर अगर वो कन्विंस्ड हो तो फिर मेरे से कॉन्टेक्ट करा दे मैं कर दूंगा ये ना अगर कर सकती हो.
ठीक
हर बंदे की अपनी पावर होती है ये बता दे.
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल. सो दिस इज अ ग्रेट क्वेश्चन सबीना एंड गोज टू शो वी शुड ऑलवेज एड्रेस इट टू अंकल दैट यस. सो सबीनास क्वेश्चन वाज इफ यू जस्ट वांट टू एनर्जेटिकली इनवाइट लव्ड वंस सो दे आर नॉट फिजिकली हियर फॉर द ज़िक्र बट यू जस्ट इनवाइटिंग देयर सोल. And what Aftab uncle said is, you can do it. However, this is what basically your sheikh, your teacher does for you, that they give your soul attention. It's a soul to soul attention. And right now, none of us, honestly, are at the stage where our soul is so strong that maybe that we can even do it that well. And plus, if the other person has any kind of energetic issues going on, such as entities, etc., etc., that can sometimes backfire. So it is not advisable to do it that way. The better way is to invite them to come for zikr. And if you need either myself or uncle to connect with them, to teach them the benefits and how to do it, we are more than happy to do it. So Sabina, yes, at this time, it is not advisable to do that. I have told you guys, I've shared with you before, that one of the things you can do when we are at Sultan al-Azkar, the seventh station, and we are visualizing Allah's name on top of our crown chakra, you can also do this. Once you have strengthened the soul, then for a little time, you can also envision that at the top of your house and just the energy cascading through the house. And that is a great way of protecting your own house. Uncle, I was also thinking, because nobody shares, so I figured, well, I should be the example. I should share first. I want to share what I saw on the 6th, 7th, and then again the Kalb today. Can I share that? Aapke paas time hai, uncle?
Yes, yes, yes.
So on the 6th, I saw a beautiful white candle, normal size, that and the wax was melting, and the flame said Allah. So the word Allah was written in Arabic on the flame. And then when I went to the seventh station, that big candle, actually the candle converted into a big candle, and that was me. I became the white candle, really big candle. And the name Allah was simply going inside of me with the flame. And then when you went back to the first, there was again a green candle, normal size candle, but this time in green color, and the flame was written Allah.
It is basically the in Quran about Allah, there is a verse, Allahu Nur Samawati wal Ard, Mathalu Nurihi ka Mishkatin fiha Misbah, Al Misbahu fiha Zujaja, Azujaja tu ka Annaha Kaukabun Durriyun Yukadomin Shajaratin Mubarakatin Zaytunatin La Sharkiyatin Wala Gharbiya. There is a long explanation of it. It is not the time now, but it is its basic sense is the same which you have seen. It is all it is explained in that verse. The it's you can say like that what you have seen.
Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light between heavens and earth.
Masalo nurehi kamishkat in misma, wo candle hai aur wo jo kuch hai na wo is tarah ki example Allah Taala ne di hai Quran.
He's like the miskal, uncle. Urdu mein mujhe bata dena. Miskal
wo kandil kehte hai na, wo jo jiske andar
candle. Beautiful. So that's what I saw, that Allah is the.
It means you people are all being benefited by the rays, by the energy from the Allah, from the blessings from the Allah. Allah wants to show you that you are with me attached. Alhamdulillah.
Beautiful. Wayne is saying that when he returned to the Kalb, he saw blue light.
Blue light. That's good. That blue light is also the indication for the remedies of different magic and like that that things that removes that from your body.
Okay, so Wayne, the blue light is basically, it contains blessings and remedies to remove any kind of dark energies or black magic or anything. So that was being removed. That is what you saw. Beautiful. Very nice. Yeah, you're so welcome. So yeah, hopefully we'll have more of these going on as we go forward. Thank you very much. I know Uncle, it's Uncle's time to open his fast. So Jazakallah khair, and inshallah see you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.